soldier for my own family. Can't leave you alone, Annie. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Hope you're having a great Saturday evening. Got some new releases and a big pile of them, to be exact. So bring me this, so we'll start off with getting right to it here. Earl Hooker, thanks for our theme song. And we'll see you at the bottom of the show. Before we start in, I'd like to remind you, if you're not aware, that our programming, all our locally produced programming, is available to you 24 hours, 7 days a week via the WLRH.org website and our podcast. All you have to do is click on the program tab and go down and select one and hit the button, and it comes playing up whenever you want it. Makes it very convenient if you can't listen to an evening program like this one in its broadcast hours. You have a chance to pick it up during the daytime. So be sure you try out the podcast when you get a chance. I think you'll find it very, very convenient. I know it's very good for all of us who get a chance to get our programs repeated. Going to start right in, though, with a brand new release from Atlanta guitarist and singer Tinsley Ellis, who is no stranger to the Huntsville area. He's played here a lot, going back to the heyday of the Tip Top back on Maple Avenue. And he used to come to play there. Then he started playing downtown in places like old Humphreys and others. And I believe he visited the Big Spring Jam at least once or twice during the time it was running as well. He got started with a band called the Heart Pictures that was coming to play the Coffee Klatch, and that was actually the band that was instrumental in getting my Microwave Dave nickname. They were coming the first time when Tinsley had just left the band, and when I met Chicago Bob Nelson. And he's the one that hung the Dave the Microwave name on me that got turned around. So I'm kind of owing these guys for my name, I guess you would say. But Tinsley became quite well known, and his records for Alligator Records got him a worldwide audience, and he has played all over the place ever since the late 1980s and is still going out there. His last two albums, the last one was an instrumental album we featured on here, all instrumentals, and the newest one here is called Midnight Blue, a good rock and blues record that has a lot of what I would call a large stadium-style grooves on it, the kinds that are designed to be played in big rooms. And they tend to have time to roll out and take their time going through a room. Very nice feel on these things. And maybe some of Tinsley's best vocals as well come out of Midnight Blue. It's just nice to hear him sing with such authority. We're going to pick up three songs from Midnight Blue. Peace and Love is a 1970s-style Memphis groove. Reminds me a little bit of a just different people that came out of Willie T's high recordings back then. And nice stuff that he sings there. Peace and Love is kind of almost a social commentary type song, but he gets it into a personal love song as well. Next, we go to one called See No Harm, also kind of a ballad, but like an 8-bar blues, very much infused with the Ray Charles spirit, and some nice piano playing from Kevin McKendry really helps us nail it to the Ray Charles style. And then last of all, If the River Keeps Rising. This is the track that actually opens the album. It opens up with a nice acoustic thing, a delta groove sounding repeated lament, and then it goes into this huge groove, the kind of thing you would hear in a major stadium, anywhere you went to hear rock played. And it's very nicely played. Keeps the blues feeling, but rocks out hard with a big, buzzy sound. Once again, the artist Tinsley Ellis, the album Midnight Blue is on Heart Fixer Records, and that is Tinsley's own label. We will hear Peace and Love, See No Harm, and If the River Keeps Rising.
Thank you.
about his ways, how he don't love you, how he's gone for days. Most would think it's wrong for us to carry on. I just don't care. Our love's that strong. You all he's got, as far as I am concerned, we might get caught. He might get learned. You may not think it's true, but I see no harm in loving you. Nights get so long without you in my arms, that I could just lay down in my grave. Oh, please don't tell me. Oh, please don't say that that man is gonna pick up and move my woman away. Decides to call, I ain't gonna take it. Stand by or take it all. I ain't gonna think for a minute that we are through. I see the harm in loving you. If the river keep arising, water gonna overflow. If that river keep arising, flood water gonna overflow. Just like that old river, baby, it's my time to go. Banks gonna overrun, everything torn apart. The banks gonna overrun. Thing torn apart.
fine recording here by Tinsley Ellis, the Atlanta guitarist, again, who's been around the Huntsville parts a number of times over the years, starting back in the late 1980s when he came through here, and it's the Tip Top, and then other places since then. We haven't seen much of him lately, but perhaps with this new record we will. The album is called Midnight Blue. It's on his own label, which is Heart Fixer Records. The last one there called If the River Keeps Rising, with its nice Delta Blues opening on the acoustic guitar. Then it widens to such a huge field of sound underneath it. It would be, again, a stadium-filling type of groove right there. Before that one, called See No Harm, that borrows the Ray Charles kind of feeling, especially being helped there by Kevin McKendry's excellent piano work. It's also his studio, by the way, in which this is being produced. And we started off with Peace and Love, and this is the one that had the kind of Al Green 1970s Memphis groove to it. And throughout this thing, Tinsley's singing and guitar playing is just excellent. He also wrote all the songs on the album. He continues to go as an artist, a first-rate guitar and blues singing artist out there. Glad to see him have a fine new album out. Midnight Blue on Heart Fixer Records by Tinsley Ellis. This is Talking the Blues by Microwave Dave. We're going to change eras back a number of years here and get a couple, if you will. John and Sylvia Embry from Chicago, Illinois, who were for a time husband and wife. John is a non-singing guitar player, and Sylvia, also known as Queen Sylvia in Chicago, is a bass-playing vocalist, and a fine vocalist at that. And she came up in the church singing and just graduated to the blues over a period of time. And the result was she got a lot of work in bands like Lefty Diz's band, for example, in Chicago, and played gigs there forever. Now, while they were married, they played together, and after they split up, she started working with Lefty Diz, but they both kept going, and they came back together to record this album that we have in our hands, that back in those days had a different title than it is now, but Delmark Records has rescued this album from the old Razor Records label, and Razor's been out of business now for a while. The album originally called After Work is now just called Troubles. And these two people play together and sing together. The guitar work is really nice, and when he goes to a lead, it just becomes you can't think of a better word than slashing for this guitar. It's bright, piercing, and just driving the idea home. And throughout the thing, her bass playing is just solid as a rock, and then her vocals carry every single tune, no matter what the mood is. There's not a wide amount of variety on this album, but it's not really necessary for a blues record like this. So we get a nice picture of what kind of blues was being played in the late 1970s, a disco era type blues release when the blues were not doing a lot of getting around out there. And here are John and Sylvia Embry with this album. We're going to pick up three tracks from this, starting off with one called Lie to Me. I think this was originally written by Buster Benton up there, but it was best known for the old Ted Taylor hit on it a while back. And then one called Keep Your Hands Off Her. This is actually goes all the way back to Roosevelt Sykes in the 1940s. And this is a cut-time stomp, a nice groove. And this is actually the one that started the recording session. As a result, the first vocal line is not quite up there. They keep bringing the vocal up a little higher as they go, and they finally get it where she's in the mix where she should be. Still, nonetheless, a fine piece of music and worth hearing. And then last of all, the title cut, Troubles, which is a classic Chicago soul blues and written by Sylvia Embry, who sings it with the kind of authority that shows she meant what she was writing. Once again, the artist John and Sylvia Embry. The album Troubles is on Delmark Records. We will hear Lie to Me, Keep Your Hands Off Her, and Troubles. You
Take your hands off of him. Yes, he's mine.
You hear the song fade out just before the ending there. Oops, hold it there. Hold it. Almost got away from us. The song we're listening to there by the outstanding duo of John and Sylvia Embry. Sylvia, who was singing and playing bass on these things as well at the same time, wrote that last one there called Trouble. And before that, we had the one called Keep Your Hands Off Over, the old Roosevelt Sykes piano blues. And we started off with Lie to Me. And all of it, you see what I mean about the guitar? That's the kind of guitar that's raised in bars where when it came time for the guitar break, you had to cut through a bunch of noise and people standing around and hollering and jumping up and down in front of you. And that's why it's so bright and piercing. But that's from the late 1970s, early 1980s, and that's when John and Sylvia Ember recorded their album originally called After Work and now called Troubles on Del Monte Records. Pretty amazing stuff. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. A pleasure having you tuned in, reminding you that you have the opportunity to listen to this program and any other of our locally produced shows on podcast by simply going to the WLRH.org website, clicking on programs, and then slide down so you find the one you want and the particular edition you want. There are multiple editions of each one up there just waiting for your listening. We go now to a gentleman from over in Jackson, Mississippi, named Eddie Cotton. He's actually Eddie Cotton Jr., his father, a preacher from over in that area. But Eddie came up playing music in the church and then studied at the University of Mississippi. And I don't know if he got his degree or not, but he sure got a fine education and has been out there backing other R&B and blues artists and playing his own music as well. We had a great record from him about maybe 10 or 15 years ago that he just came out and showed us he really could do everything there was to do with the blues. And here's a new one called Here I Come. And this is on DeChamp Records, a part of Grady Champion's label of Mississippi artists that are coming out now and getting exposure. The man has got a very clean, very articulate style of playing, and he sings with an easy style, but yet it's got a lot of soul in it at the same time. And the result is you get a very crisp and very tightly arranged sound to it, much more so than some of the other things that we have been hearing. We'll start off with one called Get Your Own, and this is a very up-tempo, funky soul blues. The way that, in fact, there's not even a solo on this. The rhythm part carries the song throughout. And a nice vocal here. The guys that talk give you advice that don't stay down with your face down. You'll just get run over. But get on up. But be sure that you get your own. Then one called Pay to Play. And this is a about as crisply as you can play a shuffle groove, I think. And in this particular case, he has a woman he's seeking who is telling him that you can play, but it's going to cost you money, that she has done her time having free lovers, and from now on, it's going to cost. And it's pretty funny anyway, the way they lay it out. And then the last one is called My Boo, and this is almost an Albert King style of Memphis groove. It sounds like about 1974, the way it's played. A bit more modern, though, in its tonality in there, and beautiful vocals as well from Eddie Cotton on this one. Here I Come is on DeChamp Records. The artist is Eddie Cotton. We will hear Get Your Own, Pay to Play, and My Boo, as in My Boo's got a new hairdo. Hey!
In this game of life, sometimes it seems you just can't win. Sometimes you may fail, but get up and try again. You'll get ran over if you stay down on the ground. Get yourself up and fight another round. But get your own, and move right along. I put in 20 hats, my name must be on the bottom of the stack. I won't starve to death, waiting on them to call me back. I had a friend I've known all my life. I asked him for a seat, no, he said he had to ask his wife. I went down to the bank to get myself a loan. They said, hey, blues man, there's nothing we can do with a credit score to get your own. Stack. I won't start a death, waiting on them to call me back. I've had a friend I've known all my life. I asked about a one C note, the man said he had to ask his wife. I went down to the bank to get myself a loan and say, hey, blues man, there's nothing we can do with a credit score to get you home. Get you home. Let me hear you say, get your own. Get your own. Get your own. Ah! Get it, y'all. Mm. Feels so good. Let me hear you say, get your own, get your own, get your own, yeah, yeah. Ah! Get it, oh! Say, get your own. Get your own. Get your own.
Cut that stuff out there. talk to you. It's Friday, get out of my way. I'm going home with all of my pay. I got a sweet thing, make me feel like a king. That's why this happy, happy song I sing. My boo. Got a new hairdo. Oh yeah. My boo. Ooh. Got a new hairdo. Listen here. Think I have a little catfish. Listen to some blues. Sit in the door, your hair. Dig the way you move. Something on the inside, a feeling I cannot hide. Don't drink no gin, but you're about to make me sin. It had to do, it's turning me on again. My boo. Got a new hairdo. Got a new hairdo. Look at that hair and no 4-inch heel. You see, she already knows how good that makes me feel. All the guys in the neighborhood call me Lucky Eddie, 'cause they know. They know my deal is real. My boo. Got a new hairdo. Ha. My boo. Oh, girl. Got a new hairdo. Play the blues. Shake, baby. Say it's fake. I don't care as long as it's shake. Don't you dare stop it. When you find that hat, keep copying. Son.
If you deal with love long enough, then what's understood now don't have to be explained. If you ever had some loving, you wanna try it again. It's easy to fall in, but so hard to come out. It comes with joy, but you have some misery, no doubt. Cause love don't come with no love, I guarantee. It will make no exception now, now, for you or me. If you deal with love long enough, and then you'll see, love will come with no love, I guarantee. Love is a drug that has a side effect that ain't no joke. Get down in your soul, your own self you can't control. Makes me wonder the deal, it changed the very way I feel. I'm here to testify that this thing is real. Let me tell you that love don't come with no love by guarantee. It will make no exceptions now for you or me. If you deal in love long enough, and then you'll see, love don't come with no love, I guarantee. No love don't come with no love, I guarantee. It will make no exceptions now, now, for you or me. If you deal with love long enough, and then you'll see, love don't come with no love, I guarantee. Yeah, love don't come with no love, I guarantee. It will make no exception now, now, for you or me.
Back in a bit, I come. play the blues.
I extended the playlist a little bit for Eddie Cotton's album because I felt like we had a better chance of two more from him than from the other artists I was hoping to squeeze some in on. So we got in a couple of extras there. The last one there called Back in a Bit, a nice little love tale for calling somebody up at the last minute and getting, told the truth. No room for you tonight. Before that, we had one called No Love Back, but it's almost like a reggae groove there, but a great soul ballad, very reminiscent of some of the stuff that Curtis Mayfield or Bobby Womack did back in the Womack Brothers era. Very nicely played. Beautiful singing, too, from Eddie Cotton. Part of that was the one called My Boo with its Albert King groove. Pay to Play. And that was, like I said, about as tight and sharp as a shuffle can get. And before that was Get Your Own with a really nice funky groove. Beautiful guitar work and great singing. All from Eddie Cotton from Jackson, Mississippi. On DeChamp Records, one called Here I Come. Tonight we've had Eddie Cotton, John and Sylvia Embrick, and Tinsley Ellis on Talking the Blues. It is a great pleasure and great privilege to share my favorite music with you, and I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour, and I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it all again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I just can't get you out of my mind. You said you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. And it is, I want you for my own. And it is, can't stand to see you with nobody else, baby. I swear I can't leave you alone, and it is. Well, now you said you're gonna be mine. Let's hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.